Hitler's view of the East was sort of like the Wild West. This was open territory. The states that had been created by the First World War, the successor states of the old Tsarist and Austro-Hungarian and German empires, Poland, Czechoslovakia in particular, were, as far as Hitler was concerned, illegitimate states with no credibility, no historical roots. These lands were open lands to be seized. And of course, beyond Poland, beyond Czechoslovakia, lay the vast territories of the Russian Empire, now the Soviet Union. So Lebensraum would ultimately, Hitler believed, the need for Lebensraum would draw Germany inevitably into conflict with Poland, with Czechoslovakia, and of course with Russia, with the Soviet Union. These conflicts, Hitler believed, would not be resolved by negotiation. If they could, fine. But he had no illusions about this. There was going to be a great conflagration, a great war in the East to establish this Grossdeutsches Reich. The primary opponent, the primary stumbling block to Nazi ambitions in the East were not the successor states, not Poland, not Czechoslovakia, but rather Russia, and also the great breadbasket of Western Russia, the great wheat fields of Ukraine and Western Russia beckoned as a food supply for this expanding German population. During the First World War, in 1916, 1917, 750,000 people in Germany had died of either starvation or of malnutrition or diet-related diseases because of a successful English blockade of Germany. Germany was now going to have to be autarkic, Hitler believed, economically independent. And this, he really was thinking of not only in terms of raw materials, access to oil and so on, but primarily food. And here, Ukraine, territories of the Soviet Union, offered a rich harvest indeed. But a war against Russia was a war against the Soviet Union, and it had not only geopolitical implications in terms of Lebensraum, but it also carried for Hitler a large ideological dimension. The Soviet Union was, of course, the capital, the home of what Hitler invariably referred to as Judeo-Bolshevism. The home of international communism, the home of this international communist Jewish conspiracy that Hitler saw as the bane of all of Western civilization, the great threat to civilization, Western civilization. And so a war against Russia was not simply to be a war against the old Tsarist regime for territory. It was also going to be a crusade to expunge what he saw as the pestilence of Judeo-Bolshevism. A great many analysts in the post-war era looking at German foreign policy, looking at Nazi racial policy, have tried to distinguish between Hitler's obsession with race, his obsession with anti-Semitism, saying that it was his anti-Semitism that drove him to see the Soviet Union as the great, as the evil empire, and others who argued that, in fact, his opposition to communism, his conviction that communism was the real root of all evil in the modern world, had made Hitler an anti-Semite. I think trying to disentangle these two facets of Hitler's thought is really not a very productive endeavor indeed. They were, as far as Hitler was concerned, inextricably interwoven. They were bound together. And in his own mind, Judeo-Bolshevism was the great evil. It was the great danger posed to Germany and to Western civilization. Hence, a war against Russia was a war against the Soviet Union, was a war against the Jews. This loomed at some point in the future for Germany. At some point in the future, Germany was going to confront the Soviet Union. This was its great world historical mission, to smash Judeo-Bolshevism and save Western civilization. The creation of this greater German Reich would allow Germany to assume its rightful place in an international system that Hitler saw as dominated by four great empires.